Hi folks, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al, and if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to favorite this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. And also check out my website at buildwealthmedia.com. Now, I want to ask you a question, and this is a rhetorical question that you need to answer for yourself, and that is, do you want to build wealth? See, folks, my philosophy is that anyone has the capability to build wealth, but it's going to take doing what I talk about today in this particular episode. See, folks, the secret to achieving financial success in life is simply paying yourself first. See, if you want to build wealth, it requires you to be disciplined. You have to have the financial discipline to take a portion of your income, whatever you feel comfortable with, and deploy it into financial assets that have the capability to appreciate over time and that produce cash flow. One of the most easiest ways that I believe most people can utilize to achieve financial success in life is to invest in the stock market. See, the stock market, one of the things that I find so unique about investing in the stock market is that it has the lowest barrier to entry. See, unlike a lot of other asset classes that you can invest in, you don't have to have a lot of money to get started investing in the stock market. Now, someone may be listening to this message and they may say, well, what about real estate investing? And that is true. You can obtain a property or properties and rent them out and make some passive rental income. But one of the problems with real estate investing is that it's not as passive as investing in a stock market. And in fact, you usually have to have a lot of capital, or you have to utilize leverage to get started with real estate investing. Now, that may not be a problem for some people, but let's be real. Most people don't have the starting capital to get started with real estate investing. Now, there's a passive way to invest in real estate, which I'll talk about as we proceed with this podcast. But anyone can get started with investing in the stock market. And my point is, you don't have to have a lot of money to get started. Now, getting back to paying yourself first, I find it ironic that people don't have the financial discipline to take a portion of their income and deploy it into financial assets that's going to help them build wealth. Quite often, when most people get paid from their 9-to-5 job, they often pay their bills first, or they'll buy depreciating assets. Now, there's nothing wrong with buying the finer things in life. There's nothing wrong with paying your bills. We all are consumers, and as a result of that, we have to pay for the things that we consume. But you have to put yourself ahead in the line, because you can't afford not to. See, here's the truth, the honest truth. And this is something that you have to think about. If you don't pay yourself first, if you don't embrace financial discipline and allocate a portion of your income every time you get paid immediately to deploy into assets that's going to help you on your wealth building journey. If you don't do that, your future self will suffer. Quite often you hear these stories of people when they approach their golden years. They often have a lot of regret, because they didn't take the necessary steps when they were in their youth to secure their financial future. You hear a lot of stories of people in their golden years struggling to make ends meet. Quite often, a lot of people that enter into their golden years are solely living off Social Security. And I'm sure you know that Social Security is not a lot of money. The average Social Security monthly payment is between $1,300 and $1,500 a month. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not enough to live off. So that's why it's important, while you're in your youth, while you're in your working years, to get in the mentality and the habit of taking a portion of your income every time you get paid and put it to work. Again, investing in a stock market, I think, is the best way to build wealth. Taking a portion of your income every time you get paid and funding your retirement account, such as a Roth IRA, buying passive ETFs that throw off dividends, buying blue chip companies that have the capability to appreciate and that produce dividend income. And for those who want to get exposure to real estate, there's financial assets called REITs, Real Estate Investment Trusts, that pay high dividends. So for those who want to approach real estate investing from a passive perspective, REITs are the best way. See, folks, my message is simple. Anyone can achieve financial success. Anyone can become a wealth builder. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've been told. You can achieve financial success. But it starts with taking a leap of faith, prioritizing building wealth, being disciplined. Yes, building wealth requires discipline. It requires you to put yourself ahead in the line. It requires you to treat yourself like a bill. That's what you have to do. When you get paid from your 9-to-5 job, you have to treat yourself like a bill. You don't question it. You just know that if you want to get ahead in life, if you want to be financially successful in your golden years, you have to be disciplined to pay yourself first. You can't afford not to. Nobody is going to build wealth for you. The world owes you nothing. And you got to get yours. I think a lot of people just have this perception that when they get into their golden years, they're just going to all of a sudden have money waiting for them in retirement. That's not going to happen. You got to put in the work. You got to build wealth in your youth, in your working years. B- Because your future self, the you that's in the future, is counting on it. So don't be that person when they approach their golden years. Don't be that person living with financial regret. Don't be that person hating yourself because you didn't take building wealth seriously. Become a wealth builder. Be disciplined and believe with conviction that you can build wealth. Tell yourself, I can build wealth. And stand by that, believe that. And take the necessary steps in life that define the path for you to achieve financial success. Folks, I encourage you to change your perception and believe that you can achieve financial success. Be bold. Dare to believe that you can build and maintain wealth. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big in life. Always strive to become a better version of yourself and stay committed to financial success.